producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, let's go through your phone calls as quickly as possible here ahead of a bunch of other key news I'm going to get to, including the national rollout of checkpoints across the country led by the Secret Service. And oh, if we're looking for one guy in a county, let's have checkpoints everywhere. Let's shut down half of Boston looking for one teenage kid who's a patsy. Never acted like that before. Why are we doing this now? It's part of the RAND Corporation's National Stabilization Force that's really here to implement martial law and get the public acclimated to it. Let's go to Chris in New Hampshire. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. First time, long time. I just want to say you're looking great, bud, with the healthy living you're doing right now.
Well, thank you. I still look like hell, but I look like something even worse.
Well, I won't say that, but as long as you feel better, man, that's all that matters. Listen, I'm a touring musician. I've been traveling around the country 6 months a year for a pretty long time. So I've been through the checkpoints, and I've seen the destabilization of our country firsthand. And it's easy to kind of put it down on the border when you live up in New Hampshire like I do. But now I come home, and I just wanted to run this by you real quick, and I won't take up too much of your time. But there's a guy up here in New Hampshire named Bill Binney, and it's not the good Bill Binney. I'll call him the bad Bill Binney. He ran for 2010 U.S. Senate, and now he is the finance chairman of the finance committee. And he's starting a news network, which is going to cover the primaries here. So I just want to tell the first-time listeners or people that are still new, if you're skeptic about, you know, something Alex is saying, just look it up in your own neighborhood or your own community, and you'll see it firsthand. And, you know, it's pretty staggering when you realize, like, these people live right down the street from you, and they're members of the Carlyle Group and, you know, have strong ties to George Bush right in New Hampshire, man. So just want to let everybody know, do some research on your own, and you might come to your own conclusions, but they'll probably match Alex's and InfoWars pretty closely.
Well, thank you, brother. Interesting points. So often, the public doesn't understand that the technocrats running our planet, to a great extent, have unlimited fiat money, and they just give huge portions to it out to their different minion organizations, but it doesn't matter. Even though they have funding, they don't have audiences. I don't know of who you speak, so I can't agree or disagree with you. I'm ignorant of that local factoid. But that's why it's essential that good people get involved, because there are more of us than them, and people will resonate with us, and we can turn the criminal tide. Steve in California, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, thank you. First-time caller, and thank God that there's you who has a mouth, who has courage, and will not back down, because I really don't know who else would do it in these horrible, sad times. And I want to talk about a little bit about this hospital. If there's time, I wanted to talk about the hospitaling and
Oakland. Sure, just so you know, everybody always calls in, and I love you, brother, and they kind of do a call screener thing with me. Like I can tell they listen to talk radio because they'll tell me what they want to talk about. You're on the air, so go ahead.
Well, I'm a patient over at this doctor. I was having some health problems. I'm an ex-pro athlete of 14 years. I was in the wrestling business and all that. That. So I went to this doctor because I had some sweat issues or whatever. And she made me take this urine test thing. And then I went back and she said, well, I can't find anything. But there's a lot of this and that and the other thing. So they found sugar and caffeine was high. So I cut that out. I instantly felt better. Now, this doctor, that wasn't enough for her. She said, well, come back and do the test one more time. Take a blood sample, urine sample.
Hold on. Here's what's going to happen. I want you to start your story over when we come back. I'm going to get into this article that I've been promising to cover with the police checkpoints and the audio and video of this. Then I'll go right back to you, Steve, and then to Eric, Ryan, Eric, Chris, and others.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun and you can feel it.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here. Now into hour number three, we have a medical doctor coming on who's a world-leading expert on cell phone radiation, quoted last week by CBS News to look at frequency pollution. At the bottom of the hour, I'm about to go right back to your phone calls. Here's some good news. There's a giant employee exodus from the Department of Homeland Security, and they say it's a growing concern, the Washington Post reports, that it's a dysfunctional work environment with abysmal morale. And they're having a lot of other problems at federal agencies with people just refusing to even show up to work, and their supervisors refuse to reprimand them. And so the next thing starts occurring. It's an epidemic, defecating in the halls and at their workstations. So they're just above the law. They can't get in trouble. So the next phase is acting like a spoiled two-year-old child. This is the mental illness of government. Thank God they're not trying to, you know, child sacrifice and stuff like other spoiled governments do. Usually people submit to government so much they just go, all right, bring your kids up. We're going to chop their hearts out. Just every culture in the world either burns, eats, or cuts the hearts out of children. just every culture, black, white, Mesoamerican natives. You get elite governments in charge, psychos get in charge, and they go, just give me your kids, I'm going to kill them. And we do. We're like, here are our kids, kill them. And we line our kids up now and give them all the vaccines. It's just how we submit. We give our children to the fires of Moloch. The world's supply of Ebola drug has been depleted. Troops are now arriving in the hot zone. Germany asks soldiers to volunteer to fight Ebola. CDC tells airlines to treat all bodily fluids as infectious. Sierra Leone lifts its three-day lockdown. Food shortages, fear of poisoned soap. Burial teams trying to bury the Ebola corpses are being attacked. Some of the other breaking news on Infowars.com. Mysterious Georgia Guidestones get strange 2014 update. New block added to controversial American Stonehenge. In fact, if we have time, I'm going to air that Paul Watson report that just went up at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And some of the other news, missing Afghan soldiers caught trying to enter Canada. They already caught one group in Buffalo. Now, the three Afghan National Army officers who disappeared this weekend during a training exercise off Cape Cod have been found trying to cross the border into Canada near Niagara Falls, sources said Monday. Who knows if any of that is true. Now, I wanted to get to this story especially. That is one of the top stories in the featured news area of Infowars.com. Because the behavior of this so-called police officer is something that I've seen in police around the country, especially in and around Chicago and in some of the eastern areas. It tends to be the worst. Where if you videotape police from 200 yards away, they flip out, run over, assault you, take you to jail. Or bare minimum scream at you and try to charge you with eavesdropping or wiretapping when clearly that's not what the statute says. You're in public. There's no perception of privacy. That's how they videotape us and the rest of it. It's just pure out-of-control intimidation. Well, we're the good guys, so we're allowed to dominate you. No, this is how people act in North Korea. And it really is how they act in North Korea. In North Korea, you're allowed to videotape and take photos in public unless they say it's an area they don't like, and then you get 6 months hard labor if you're a tourist. You're a North Korean, you might get executed. But here's the headline, AP. Snipers, guards, fence is not enough. Secret Service moles security checkpoints outside White House on the roads leading to it. The U.S. Secret Service is having preliminary discussions about setting up security screening checkpoints near public areas around the White House. We're talking miles away, folks. I have been 500 yards away with a video camera and had the Secret Service come over and say, stop filming the White House. And then I thought they were picking on me. They then went over and harassed a family with little kids with cameras. I mean, this is just total bull. As if they don't have Google Maps or Google Street, or as if terrorists don't know where it's at. I mean, just give me a break. The official, not a public servant, the official said the measures have been discussed by the agency previously, but the talks have taken on added urgency following an incident Friday in which a man carrying a knife jumped over a gate around the White House and made it into a building entrance. The official insisted on anonymity, and then it goes on to talk about what they want to do. Well, we have 100 miles into the country what the feds call a constitution-free zone since 9/11 that has nothing to do with 9/11, and they let the illegals drive right through it. But if you drive through in your RV or whatever, they're going to try to search it. Are you a U.S. citizen? Yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen. Pull right over there. And I pull over and just get out, and I go, hey, I know you guys aren't allowed to do your job, but it's not your purview to be trying to look for drugs. And they're like, yes, it is. Well, I don't ship in what the big banks do, and so I'm very upset. You need to let me go. They're like, yeah, get out of here, Alex, or hey, we don't like doing it either. I mean, people have seen those videos, but the illustration here is this is discriminatory. You can't have open borders and then 100 miles into the country search people. You can't have open borders and then pull up to an illegal, unconstitutional checkpoint. I mean, these are unconstitutional for a reason. Nazi Germany had them. Soviet Russia had them. I don't want to go to Mexico ever again. even though I love areas of southern Mexico and Yucatan and other and the pyramids. It's very interesting because the checkpoints are so scary. And the police and military act so corrupt and like strutting around enjoying the suppression of the peons, the poor people of Mexico. They call them peons or peasants. And I'm not acting like a peasant. I don't want to be a slave. I don't want to be overrun. I don't want to be dominated. I don't want to live in North Korea. I don't want to live in Guatemala. I don't want to live in Rhodesia or Zimbabwe or whatever its name is. This week, how ridiculous that you don't want to live under that to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda, who they publicly run. And I told you, now the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, came out. We played the clip first hour. She said, yeah, this is about toppling Assad. We're giving them weapons to do that. They're giving them to Al-Qaeda, folks. They run them. We'll do a fake Samantha Powers. Teleprompter free, folks. I get names scrambled. Why did I say Susan Powers? Susan. Yeah, they're both State Department. I know. I get them all conflated. They're all a bunch of wild-eyed looking women. I know that. Now, all of this is going on, and then you see this video, and I want to reach out to police, but they've been federalized, and they've been trained. Every single American, especially some of these state police groups, is a cadet coming up to get issued their uniform at boot camp. And I'm sorry. The government is illegitimate. It's out of control. It's a joke. It's a fraud. And it's not doing all this to protect us. And you are being told to act like this to create a culture of oppression so the people are scared of the police so that it can be an us against them mentality. And I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I'm tired of it. Illinois cop loses it as a driver attempts to exercise rights at unconstitutional checkpoint. Whacked out officer rips open car door and yells like drill sergeant. An enraged police officer in Illinois was caught on camera during an exchange Friday with a driver who attempted to exercise his constitutional rights at a random police checkpoint, making it compelling yet disturbing viewing. Ryan Scott set a camera on his car to record as he was ushered into the checkpoint. Believing that his rights were about to be trampled on, the resulting footage shows what happened when Scott asked police whether he was being detained or not. Scott writes, I was just stopped at an unconstitutional checkpoint in DeKalb, Illinois. This was Illinois State Police conducting the unconstitutional searches. You won't believe how what just went down. The action begins at 3 minutes, 30 seconds in, and that's where we take you into the video. Here it is. Pulling into the checkpoint.
Evening, officer.
Good evening.
Before we continue, I'd just like to let you know that you are being recorded right now.
Okay, that's fine.
I would just like to know why I'm being pulled over.
We're doing a roadside safety check.
Okay.
For your safety.
Am I being detained?
What's that?
Am I being detained?
Well, right now we're just conducting our job, making sure that everyone's on the road driving safely.
Our job.
Okay, yes, you can. You are not free to leave right
now. So far, everybody's being safe. Am I being detained then?
You're not free to leave.
Am I being detained? If I'm not free to leave,
then
you're suspecting me of committing a crime, then am I being detained?
I'm making sure that everybody's driving safely.
Oh, I understand. Thank you for
explaining myself.
Absolutely.
Okay. It's prior restraint.
We do have the legal right to stop you right now.
I believe this is unconstitutional,
Now, like I said, I've asked you for your driver's license.
You actually didn't ask me for my driver's license, but I'm actually not obligated to provide that if I'm not being detained.
Get out now. Driving's a privilege, not a right. I'm telling you to get out right now.
Excuse me, I'm not resisting.
We have your license and insurance. Yes, you are resisting at this point.
No, sir, I can
give us your license and insurance.
Absolutely. Absolutely, sir. This is my license here.
Okay, now get your insurance. Okay. That's required by law.
All right.
Driving's a privilege, not a right.
Absolutely, sir.
And owning guns is a privilege.
I'm not going to debate with you.
Okay, well.
And keeping your bank account's a privilege, huh?
Constitutional, what you're doing.
No, you know what? And this is not unconstitutional. I already explained it to you. Driving's a privilege and not a right.
Understood. This is my
not true.
This is my
thank you.
Driving commercially is a privilege.
Drive in Illinois. Sir, understand that?
Absolutely.
Understand that?
I would also like to inform you that you are being recorded right now.
Good.
Okay. Can I please shut my door?
No.
Since I'm not being detained.
No.
What am I being detained for exactly, sir? If I am being detained,
they never call us, sir, because we're scum.
Prior to have when you drive in the state of Illinois.
Understood.
Correct?
Correct.
And
I do ask for
it. You just get all the vaccines. You just do.
I don't know. I'm looking at it. You refused to
sign that.
Absolutely not. I did not refuse anything.
Is this your current address?
I would not like to answer.
Is this your current address?
I'd like to remain silent, sir, unless I have an attorney present.
Is this your current address?
I would like to remain silent, sir. I would like to exercise my Fifth Amendment right.
You have a more current insurance card.
I would like to exercise my Fifth Amendment right. Everything there is completely valid and legal, and I'd like to exercise my Fifth Amendment right.
Such a free country.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I would like to exercise my Fifth Amendment right.
Now the White House is like a North Korean command base.
Yeah, I have the right to remain silent.
Really?
Absolutely.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
Slams his car door.
Thank you. Am I free to leave?
On. Yes,
thank
you.
You guys have a great night.
And again, the argument is they're trying to stop criminals. They're trying. I bet you $1 million, literally, because I know that they let illegals drive through there with no IDs, nothing. Just like we told you for years, we saw illegals flying with no ID. And now it's confirmed on video, mainstream news. That's discriminatory. We are seen as milk cows, and we've got to be kept in line. The big banks openly ship in the narcotics and launder the money. The government openly is run by foreign banks, and what these cops don't get is the country already got robbed. It already got destroyed. And there's a reason that if they would have pulled over George Washington like that, it wouldn't have gone as nice. And they would call him a terrorist, I guess, because he knew that a free person didn't come up to a checkpoint and have to show a bunch of papers, because that's what authoritarian countries were like. In England, they couldn't demand that of the people in 1776, but they were doing it here in the colonies, having checkpoints and demanding to see paper. I shot a video when I went to the citywide garage sale about 3 weeks ago, and it's actually on my iPhone. I need to give it to the guys and put on the nightly news. And as soon as I saw it, the guy was from Louisiana, and he had a lot of black folk art that he collected. And it was the hand-carved dolls. Some of it was pre-Civil War, most of it after Civil War. And it was the little metal, circular, silver or pewter chits that would say the name and who owned the slave. And that was only on display. He wouldn't sell me that, but I knew immediately. I said, that's a slave ID. And he said, yeah. Most people don't know that. I said, no, I've read about these in books. I said, can I buy that? And he goes, no, that's just for display. I bought it from a little community black history museum at a community center that was closing about 20 years ago. And he just said, I just can't part with that and a few of these other things. And it turned out his son came over. He was a listener. I don't know why I digress off into that. But, hey, listen, wear your ID around your neck, because they'd have a little cord and a little metal thing, and they'd come up to black people and say, where you been? Where are you going? Where do you live? And even if you weren't a slave, after slavery, you still had to have those little metal chits to say what plantation you worked on or where you were a sharecropper. And I'll go further. In many areas of the South, if you were a sharecropper, you would get basically beat up or arrested if you didn't carry one of the chits as well. And so we need to do a report on that. We need to get one of the reporters. Probably be fitting to get, you know, Jakari to look into it, because obviously even more interest for him with such a tragic thing happening to his people. But all of us are the same people going under the same system. And I meant to do a report on that. I just took some photos and shot some quick video. And maybe Jakari can go do some research on it, go to some of these museums and connect it to how we're all becoming slaves here. And it's very offensive that that cop just explosively rips that door open, explosively sticks that flashlight in right in the guy's face, clearly with body language saying, I will club your head in. How dare you mention the Constitution, a dirty word to me, when all we're doing is out here doing a safety check under a federal grant. And again, the state police are all up there in rock ready, drill sergeant hats and look. Yeah, we're the big bad guys. We're out here keeping everybody safe. Yeah, you're keeping everybody safe. You may be out there actually stopping bad guys and stuff, but you're also out there revenue generating, and the bad guys now run the country. It's like the footage of the state police that made national attention 3 or 4 years ago out of Oklahoma. It happened a couple times in Oklahoma, where you'd have an ambulance on a two-lane road, and the cops would come flying up behind them saying, get out of the way. And the ambulance can't get out of the way, so they pull the ambulance over, and the ambulance driver gets out nicely, says, what's going on? He says, get back in the car. Goes in and starts screaming at the other people in the back. There's a lady having a heart attack in the back. And the passenger gets out the EMT and goes, what are you doing, man? And the cop starts choking him. And the guy sits there and takes it. And they start threatening to charge him with assault while they're choking him. I mean, it's crazy. It was like Oklahoma where they called the police. I'm not bashing Oklahoma. I love Oklahoma. It's basically like Texas. Or you say Texas is an extension of Oklahoma. Oklahoma used to be part of Texas. But I saw another article out of Oklahoma last year where a three-year-old was peeing in the front yard on a bush, and they called the police, and the cop came and threatened to arrest the dad and gave him a ticket, and that cop got fired. And that's a good thing. I mean, come on. A three-year-old peeing on a bush, man, that's not. Don't call the police. And it's not just the cop. What's wrong with the neighbor? I have been videotaping police 100 yards away. I was across the street from the, on a Sunday, nobody was there, from the Supreme Court, getting cutaway footage while I was there. And this federal police officer, he was a cop on a security guard, runs over, super angry, and says, what are you doing filming? I'm on a sidewalk, and I go, making a documentary, I need some cutaways, Supreme Court's a landmark. You can't film here. I was getting really angry, and as a psychological test, I just said, oh, yes, sir, I'm so sorry, you're so right. Oh, I need a permit. They don't give them in D.C. It's all a lie. I know all about it because I shot 3 documentaries there by then. And I went, can I please go up on the steps and get shots, and will you show me around? And let me. He's like, of course you can. I mean, he was like Forrest Gump or something with a lobotomy and just wanted me to kiss his butt. Well, if you want to get a badge and a gun so you can lord over people, you are not the type of people we need in a uniform. I mean, I know most police are ashamed of this type of behavior, but I'm getting ready to throw up at this point. Steve in California, Chris in California, Eric in Florida, Wild Man in Texas. Oh, that was me. Ryan and others, we'll get to your calls after the guest is on with us. They're almost for one segment, maybe two, but I'll do overdrive if need be. I will get to you. I need to briefly here do some mid-air refueling. We fund ourselves selling Molon Labe, both in English and in Greek, shirts that say come and take it. You'll meet like-minded people. You'll promote the Second Amendment, and you'll fund the tip of the spear in the info war. We have some more liberty-based Made in America brass belt buckles back in. We have the new Molon Labe t-shirt with the American flag. That's my favorite. We have the new Molon Labe hats and beanies since winter's coming. We have a lot of new products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or MadeIn1776.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella big shopping center shopping cart. But then you've got MadeIn1776.com, takes you right to the Made in America apparel and products. You've got the InfoWarsLife.com that takes you right into the proprietary supplements that we have, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. I'll tell you, that state police cop did not need any Super Male Vitality. But I'm digressing. That's another thing. The energy that these guys put out is male energy that's meant to fight a really bad guy. But see, it's now militarized and focused on us. It's just, it's pure tyranny. It's the plague. It's the end of the country. I'm sorry. We've got Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 that has just cleaned out my blood, my body, giving me so much more clarity, energy, and focus. All of your purchases support the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or MadeIn1776.com, or 888-253-3139. We got super high quality, non-GMO, heirloom seeds at the lowest price, biggest selection out there. the best gravity-fed filters, the lowest price, 10% off, promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, your phone calls are coming up. We've got a very special guest on cell phone radiation danger first coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I've interviewed medical doctors. I've read the UN zone reports in my 20 years on air. I've just seen countless mainstream news articles admitting that cell phones have a link to brain cancer and that cell phone microwave radiation vibrates the DNA and basically breaks it into pieces, then causing mutations that causes cancer. But I saw an article last week when it was linked on Drudge Report. .com, are cell phones really giving us cancer? CBS News. And I saw the expert there, Dr. Deborah Lee Davis, Ph.D., MPH, founder and president of Environmental Health Trust, and she's got a prestigious background advising Congress, the U.N., you name it, presidential administrations. Was selected by Time Magazine as a top pick for her book. Received a silver medal from Nautilus Books, investigative journalism. I thought, wow, this is a great person to get on to give us her expert take on cell phones, because she's basically quoted here out of the CBS News piece saying, turn it off when you're not using it. I know this. I try to use a wire because I've seen in the studies that not a lot of the radiation travels up that, that for every inch you get away from a phone, that it basically dissipates by half because the transmission wavelength, this is what engineers have told me, basically loses power for every distance you get away, measured by the length of the antenna. And that's just to kind of put it out there as a layman. She can correct me if I'm wrong, that it's not good to have these up against your head. It's not good for women to be tucking them into their shirt, in their bra. So many women I know carry their phones. It's not something you want to have in your front pocket by your genitals if you're a man. This is something you want to use sparingly and try to use landlines. And just like cigarettes, when they had doctors in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and 50s saying I'd walk a mile for a Camel and, oh, cigarettes are good for your lungs, they knew full well by the 50s it was killing people. They knew earlier than that. So it was a conspiracy theory back then to say smoking was bad. It's now known. So I want to get her expert take on this, because even though I know this, I get on the cell phone too much. Even though I know this, I lose my, you know, hands-free wire, and I end up putting up against my head. I go to the mall or the supermarket, the grocery store, and I see so many little children, 6, 7, 8 years old, with cell phones glued to the sides of their heads, and I want to just warn their parents. But then even in my own family, I can't get my family to stop putting them up against their heads. And then we see so many people like, well, Senator Kennedy and others, they thought that was linked to a cell phone. I've talked to so many medical doctors, brain surgeons, who say they're seeing epidemics of tumors right up against the side of the head where people are using their cell phones. So, Dr. Davis, thank you so much for coming on the broadcast with us today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate your interest.
Well, you've got the floor. What's going on with cell phones?
Well, first of all, as you indicated, most people don't realize that they're two-way microwave radios. And if they understood that, it would make them think very differently about it. But the term that we use to describe the radiation from a cell phone is microwave radiation. Well, it really, industry calls it radio frequency energy. Radio frequency energy sounds like something very nice. After all, radios make music. We all need extra energy. But it's not energy. It's radiation. Now, television towers send radiation out to your television, which receives it. But a cell phone works by sending and receiving microwave radiation 900 times a minute. That's every 900 milliseconds. Whether you're talking or not, so long as that phone is on, if it's in your pocket, if it's in your bra, if it's next to your head, it's sending or receiving a microwave signal every 900 milliseconds. And because of that, it has the ability, as you indicated before, to disturb our DNA, to weaken our membranes, and to cause things that are in our body to be more deeply absorbed. It's interesting, but if people don't believe this is a problem, they should go to our website, environmentalhealthtrust.org, and click on or search for cell phone survivors and non-survivors. There we have videos from people who have suffered the real consequences of using phones in ways that have caused themselves, unfortunately, to have brain cancer. And I think they're very moving stories that people need to hear more about.
Your site has a lot of links to mainline studies. Can we go back to the beginning, cell phones the last 30 years? Because I've talked to former Air Force Army people who would talk about setting up microwave relay towers in the desert and things to communicate, and how it would end up giving everybody in the team cancer 10 years later, 20 years later, or how they would put food in front of it and heat it up, you know, heat up their beans with it. Well, cell phones are just doing that on a smaller scale, but cumulatively, I mean, we know it's in the studies that it's literally breaking up the DNA, disturbing the cells. It's been in the Time magazine. It's been in the Washington Post. What's crazy is this isn't really even denied, except industry tries to whitewash it. So where is it all going?
Well, let's stop for a second. I think you're absolutely right about, by the way, the old studies from the military. I've talked to guys who used a microwave radiation to warm themselves on the deck of an aircraft carrier before they realized that it might be damaging. And that's how they discovered we could make microwave ovens, by the way, is somebody was standing in front of the radar tower and the chocolate in their pocket melted. So the first microwave ovens, in fact, were called radar ranges. Because guys who invented them thought it would be really cool to cook with radar. Well, it turned out not to be such a cool idea for women, so they renamed it microwave. It sounded more dainty and more easy to sell to women, which it turned out to be. Where we are with the issue is the following. Microwave ovens cook food, and they use 1,000 watts of power, but the same frequency as a cell phone. So you've got power and you've got frequency. A cell phone is far too weak to cook anything. It has less than 1 watt of power, but it does have the same frequency as a microwave oven. And right away there, we tend to lose people because it's not the power that's most important for cell phone radiation. It's the nature of the signal that is sent. And the signal is not a steady, continuous wave. It's irregular.
Which is meant to make all the different little particles bounce around, correct?
Exactly. And it works. It works very effectively for many purposes. But what it does, it sends information, it receives information, but the signal itself changes its power density in a 4-second phone call more than 20 times. So it's going 20 times up and down. And it's that up and down, it's that erratic signal, it's that bouncing that disturbs our cellular resonance. Every cell in our body is resonating normally to keep us in place, in balance. And cell phone radiation distracts that normal balance, that normal homeostasis, and it can weaken membranes, whether of the eye or of the hearing nerve or of the brain. And those weakened membranes are then more vulnerable to damage. In fact, cell phone-like radiation is being used now in medicine to enhance the delivery of some drugs into the brain for chemotherapy. So there's even a new field called electrochemotherapy, which uses a different kind of electricity in order to deliver drugs into the body. So we know that a cell phone-like radiation has biological effects. I think the problem we have is a disconnect, which is the title of my book, Disconnect. The truth about cell phone radiation, what industry has done to hide it, and how to protect your family. And that book can be found, by the way, on Amazon or even as an ebook. If you buy the cover with the scream on it, then Environmental Health Trust, my nonprofit, benefits from it more.
Everyone should read this book, and I'm going to buy 10 copies, literally, and I'm going to give it to my family let's stop putting the cell phones up to our heads. Or are you recommending just getting rid of them entirely?
No. I do not recommend getting rid of them because they have revolutionized our ability to respond to emergencies. They have improved our ability to do a lot of things. But we have a right to know. We have a fundamental right to know how to use them more safely. And by the way, I've recently spoken to people, and the glacial U.S. government is responding. After 18 years, they have issued a formal request to ask whether they should change their 18-year-old standards for cell phones. So they're looking at the data, not very quickly, but they've started the process. In addition, if you go deep within your iPhone, you'll find advice now about how to use them safely. If you go to settings on your iPhone, and then you go to general, and from general, you go to about, and then in about, you go all the way down to something most people would never see called legal. You click on legal, and it gives you RF exposure information. And there it says, buried in the phone, to reduce RF exposure, use a headset or a hands-free option. And also says, do not keep the phone closer than 10 millimeters to the body, or you can exceed the as-tested exposure limits.
Incredible. And in fact, it was one of my crew a few months ago pointed that out, that not just on iPhones, but on most droids, in legal, they're covering their butts now.
Yep.
And quietly slipping it in, if you read through dozens of pages of stuff, that, oh, this is something people should be concerned about. What about some of the studies I've seen that some people appear to be more almost allergic to frequency pollution, and so that's why it's worse for other people?
Certainly, there are some people who are much more sensitive to this. It's been very, very difficult to study because the studies have taken people, a very small number, I should say, and looked for an immediate reaction. Some people don't have an immediate reaction. Their reaction occurs within a couple hours when they're finished with the, quote, study. There have been a few studies, one done by Andrew Marino, who's in Texas, where he's looked at a physician who complained of this problem and was able to see changes in her brain and in subtle measures of her nervous system that could not be apparent to her, that he could record when she was being exposed or not exposed. We think that there is a small percentage of people who are quite responsive and reactive to this, but everybody does react in some way. Some people are aware of it, some people are not aware of it. And the problem has been that we have no serious research underway on this issue whatsoever. And that's why what we're calling for is a 2 cents a month campaign. Would you give 2 cents? Would you give 2 cents from the consumer, from the manufacturer, and from the provider to create a massive fund that would exist for 8 years to train doctors and engineers in this field? Because it's a very obscure field in which very few people have training. I spent years working in toxicology and epidemiology, and I knew very little about this issue when I first encountered it when my first grandchild was born, and I became very interested in how bright he was, he still is, and how quickly he, at 9 months of age, could crawl over, take a cell phone, turn it on, and play a game. And as I began to look into what was known about the developing brain, I became shocked. Because what
that's a whole other area. How? I mean, the studies are legion, and even mainline medical doctors like yourself and others are saying, do not give kids these. They're wiring their brains. It's wiring them in a bad way. And then I go to the grocery store or I go to a restaurant. Nobody's kids are talking to mommy and daddy now. They are on these tablets. They are on these phones. And then you got smart meters on the house radiating us. All the new appliances are hooked into it. And this is a totally unstudied area, as you were saying, and it's just ubiquitous now. We're being bathed. Google's launching blimps and drones that are going to bring in microwave communication everywhere. I mean, we're
calling for something called the Baby Safe Project with the head of OBGYN at Yale University, Dr. Hugh Taylor, who is the chief of obstetrics and gynecology there, and a number of other prominent doctors, including Andrew Weil. And the Baby Safe Project basically says pregnant women should avoid direct exposure to the pregnant abdomen from cell phones and from tablets, because we know that anything held directly on the body is going to get into the body. Let me tell you something about tablets. All of these tablets being used in all of these schools around this country, being sold for hundreds of millions of dollars, the tablet is tested to be used on a table 20 centimeters from an adult male body. They are not supposed to be held by young children. And what we tell people is disconnect from the internet. If you must give a wireless device to a child, whether a phone or a tablet, make sure it's no longer on the internet. Put it on airplane mode and recognize something. If you go to our website, ehtrust.org, you will find on that site clear information about digital dementia, which has occurred in Korean children, so that the Korean psychiatrists are warning about this. It's a lack of development of the brain.
I mean, the government's trying to ban kids now on their screen time in Korea because it's literally turning them into zombies.
I actually have a column on Huffington Post on e-zombies, and I would really appreciate your linking to that information, as well as on our website. We've got stories about this that are very important for people to understand. You're not doing your child a favor if he learns to read at age 3 or 4 by glued to a screen. That's when children need to be held. That's when they need to be talked to. That's when they need to learn how to use their fine, stubby fingers and coordinate their eyes and their hands. And if we raise a generation that's digitally sophisticated at these young ages, we are short-circuiting some of the brain development that neuropsychiatrists understand is quite critical. We are creating a generation that lacks the ability to have empathy. that lacks the ability to look you in the eye and anticipate the consequences of actions. Think about that. What that would mean.
It's almost like artificial sociopaths, and that's what I'm seeing with people that have just the last 10 years been on iPhones and on tablets and things. People don't talk. We've all seen the film footage of people falling into fountains or walking into streets. And it literally is creating a bunch of unconnected type people. And then you were mentioning, Doctor, some of the studies out there of what screen time is doing to little kids.
Right. And in fact, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no screen time for children under the age of 2 at all, and then limited use afterwards. And Israel, with all the things going on in Israel right now, they just this week launched a website in Hebrew, but it can be translated, with safety information for parents and children, because they are so deeply concerned about the use of this device. And in Israel, they recommend no Wi-Fi in kindergartens and with young children whatsoever. And we are blanketing our schools with Wi-Fi without realizing that there is no proof that digital learning actually teaches children things that they retain, and that the old-fashioned way of learning with reading and pencil and paper and crayon really works for the brain. It's not just a question of being old-fashioned and hanging on to basic reading, writing, arithmetic. That way of learning where a child...
Sure, I mean, it's genetic that we've always done it that way, so that's how our brain gets activated. I don't even know how humanity's going to survive this. I want to ask you where you think it's all going, Doctor. Amazing. EHTrust.org. When we come back, we'll plug that website one more time.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower. Or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
course, he's one of the leading experts on the dangers of cell phone radiation, but it's not just cell phones. It's across the board, ehtrust.org. And I get real emotional about this because I sit here 20 years on air, literally seeing thousands of news articles. While we've been talking for the TV viewers, we've been throwing up mainstream science studies. It's not debatable. The question is, how bad is it? It's not a question of is it bad, it's how bad. And then all these medical doctors about the skyrocketing brain cancer they're seeing, always on the side of the head of where people use the phones. It's got to stop. People got to get out of the habit. Potentially, this could end up being bigger than cigarettes. And they've done mouse studies. We've got one of those from PubMed. Mobile phone radiation induces mode-dependent DNA damage in mouse. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with the type of stuff that this is, and manipulating the melatonin. And that's what I've noticed, Doctor, in closing, is where do you see this going? A, B, it seems like people that I know that use cell phones are addicted to them. There'll be a landline right there, and they won't use it with zero radiation. And I've seen studies where they say it can heat the brain 1 degree and that it does show a heightened activity in the brain, that it almost has a speed effect. Is that accurate?
Well, we are concerned that it looks like it stimulates dopamine, which is drugs, sex, rock and roll, and maybe cell phones do stimulate the brain.
There you go.
And it could be a physiological component to the addiction. That is an example of why we need a major research program in this field. And I think that we will soon be getting it because people are going to demand it. Now, let me be clear. The research is not all uniformly showing a problem. There is a substantial body of research that says there's no problem at all. And guess what? It's been paid for the most part, by the industry. And that, unfortunately, creates a very difficult problem for anyone trying to look at the data, because industry has also influenced many official assessments of the problem. They have not influenced the Israeli government, fortunately. They have not influenced the French, by the way. And those governments, as well as some in India, have recently called for severe limits on the use of cell phones by children. In Belgium, it's against the law for a 7-year-old to be given a cell phone.
And I think it should be. I really do. It's just...
Well, let me just say this. Cell phones have revolutionized our ability to respond to emergencies and our ability to do business, especially in remote areas. There's no question about it. People have a right to know. It's the basic principle of democracy. They have the right to know how to use these things more safely.
But a child can't have them until they're at the age of consent, and they have a right to not be given all this stuff and be roasted by it until they're 15 or so. And I just have seen too many of the studies as you have. I just realized this is an epidemic of cancer. And now the smart meters that I've read are even stronger in some cases. I mean, this is just crazy.
Yeah, we do not have adequate information about all of these things, and that's why it's important that we get it. That's why we do have to have this major funding, 2 cents a month. Would you give 2 cents? And frankly, Alex, I'm launching that right here and now for the first time. We haven't even put it up on our website. Maybe you can help.
I didn't know that. Well, please come back on next week and later in the week and do a whole hour, and we'll put out your press release and try to help you. That makes perfect sense, though, because we're going to need to create a whole field of science, as you were saying, just to look at this and just to deal with it. Because it's connected to, as you said, breast cancer, testicular cancer, brain cancer. This is just an epidemic. How do people find the new Environmental Trust? Is that what you're talking about?
The EnvironmentalHealthTrust.org, EHTrust.org, is our website. We have information there, and we hope that people will download our free information under free downloads. Go to Facebook and like us. Follow us.
I'll tell you what, do 5 more minutes, because I want to know if you're announcing in here. Have you put a press release out yet?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.